The Environmental Protection Agency conducted hearings in Denver this week on the Obama administration's Clean Power Plan, which targets carbon dioxide emissions from power plants. Reaction is mixed in Colorado, where the governor supports it, but the attorney general is suing to block it. But as Inside Energy's Emily Guerin reports, it's a completely different story in North Dakota, where 80% of electricity comes from coal.
The gym at the Beulah Civic Center in central North Dakota was crowded on a cold Thursday night in November. Men and women, mostly middle-aged, some young families, shuffled slowly through a long line to get dinner.
All right. Are you guys hungry?
They greeted friends.
Hi, Shirley. Would you like a burger or a brat?
And grabbed styrofoam cups of coffee. Many had matching T-shirts and wristbands that said, "Coal keeps North Dakota strong." It felt like a pep rally for the local high school football team, the Beulah Miners, who would go on to win the state championship the very next day. What it did not feel like was what it actually was, an informational meeting about the Clean Power Plan.
It's dominating the coffee shop talk right now, as it should be.
Christy Obenauer is the CEO of a local bank where about 75% of her customers have some tie to the coal industry. North Dakota isn't a huge coal-producing state. It ranks 9th nationally. But the industry has a big impact locally. Close to half the students at Beulah High School have at least one parent working at a mine or a coal-fired power plant.
The concern would be if the plants and mines can't continue to operate as they do now, that they shut down or downsize and that people lose their jobs.
If you don't have a farm or a ranch to go back to, I can't imagine what anybody's going to do here.
Luke Voigt is the business manager for the Boilermakers Union, the guys who maintain the coal-fired power plants. I asked him, but what about the Bakken oil field nearby? Couldn't laid-off coal miners just go work on a drilling rig? Voigt says, no thanks.
The Bakken's a job, but this is careers.
Oil booms and busts, Voigt says. Just look at what's happening now. There's only 60 drilling rigs in the state, down from over 180 a year ago. Coal is stable, and so is the lifestyle.
The oil field, you go out and you make a lot of good money for a while, and they work the snot out of you. But then when they're done with you, they're done with you. We're here, you know, we just constantly, there's work coming. We got a good retirement. There's good benefits. That's a career.
Careers and coal communities, that's what's at stake. Under the Clean Power Plan, North Dakota has to cut emissions from power plants by 45%. Dave Glott spoke at the informational meeting. He's with the Department of Health and is in charge of figuring out how to meet the target.
At the end of the day, I'm hopeful that power plants stay open and coal mines stay open, but I can't tell you that with 100% certainty because I don't know what that plan's going to look like.
One thing he's considering: turning in a state plan that doesn't actually meet the 45% reduction. It's a risky strategy because if the EPA doesn't like it, they could impose their own plan. And that's one thing North Dakotans really hate, being told what to do by the feds.
They come out here and they have these public hearings and they pretend they're listening and they pretend they're paying attention to what it is that we're saying, and we try to reason with them and they ignore us.
Attorney General Wayne Stengem is suing the EPA over what he sees as an unfair and illegal final rule. In the draft version, North Dakota only had to cut its emissions by 11%. In the final rule, the state's target more than quadrupled. Even though he dislikes the plan, he doesn't question the science behind the rule.
It is the reality in the world that we are going to have to live with, and we're going to have to contend with it, and we can do that.
And that reality means while they are suing over the plan, they're also working on a way to comply. As Dave Glott of the Health Department put it, we can't put our heads in the sand. It's going to be a, quote, carbon-constrained future. For Inside Energy, I'm Emily Guerin.